This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back live.
I can hear looking for something.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. We've got about a big bang coming up in just about 6 minutes. Ken in Alabama, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Listener, second time caller. I've got about three ideas for you. I know you're short on time. I'm going to throw them at you real quick and then hang up. You can comment.
Thank you, sir.
As you see fit, maybe some of these ideas are good, maybe they're not. Number one, what can we do about these tech firms, and particularly like Facebook? Can those who know how to do it maybe short their stock and help drive it down, or contrary to that, maybe get a group of people together to buy enough of the shares together to have a block vote, to have force a vote to force Zuckerberg off the board or whatever? And idea number two for you is your graphics department needs to create flyers and or posters that we can download in PDF format and print and distribute. And I'd recommend that they put a large QR code in the lower right-hand corner. Say, for instance, it's a vaccine poster. People could scan that QR code, and that would take them to a landing page on your website where you have lots of articles that people could read about the dangers of vaccine. And
well, that's a great idea, and we've had QR codes before. We'll do it again. We do have a page on InfoWars right now that has a bunch of posters people can download or make your own and do it, but that's a great idea. 60% of Facebook stocks owned by Zuckerberg. And the company's worth $560-something billion. So I don't think we'll be able to affect that. But I think word of mouth exposing it, calling for President Trump to break it up, I think that is the answer under Antitrust Act.
Uh-huh. And idea number three, for those of us who are computer savvy, could you set up a BitTorrent server for us to download some of the current news items and videos that you guys are creating, contrary to popular belief? You know, BitTorrent is not illegal. Unfortunately, it's just a technology, but some people use it for...
No, I totally agree. And I have a small IT staff, and we're not as sophisticated as folks think. We would like to move into all of that. We're being forced to because of all the censorship and the deplatforming. Because, I mean, I believe in those platforms. I just don't believe in things like Bitcoin as a bubble or a tulip bubble as an investment, but I do believe in it as a currency.
Yeah, but BitTorrent is a great technology. I downloaded one of your videos yesterday on the internet using BitTorrent, your video about terrorism. Within about 3 or 4 hours, I was...
No, I agree, sir. So send us an email at showtipsinfowars.com. Great caller. Thank you so much for all those points. What a smart caller. Wish I was that smart. Seriously. Let's talk to Bill in North Carolina. Bill, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi. Hey, Mr. Jones, I would want to talk to you about the free college tuition. These guys keep pushing. All that is these colleges have been overrun by a bunch of liberal socialist professors, and all this is another way to indoctrinate these kids to get them.
No, I agree, and that's why they're so violent now. If they think you're a Trump supporter, you're trying to keep them from their free education as if they're ever really going to get that.
Yes, sir. And also, I wanted to visit with you about the Second Amendment. That these guys are continuing trying to do away with the Second Amendment?
Yes.
Yes, sir. If they do away, if they disarm, disarmament of the population will be considered an act of war and will be dealt with accordingly. Yes, sir.
No, I mean, yes, sir, to you, brother. You, the audience, give me the orders. You're awesome. The points you're making are better than the points I make. You're absolutely right. The Democrats are everywhere admitting they want our guns. They want to repeal the Second Amendment. And then we sit here and act like it's a game. This is do or die. This is exponential. It's happening now. What do you think we should do, Bill?
Well, sir, if people need, if they don't have some type of protection right now, they need to get it, whether it's really expensive or not, because if we have any type of a bump, getting ammunition and firearms will be prohibitive.
Well, there's no doubt, sir, that they told us for decades the Democrats don't want your guns, even though in every other country they took them. And now they say, we want to repeal the Second Amendment. We want your guns. We're coming from them. And there was a big article 2 days ago about Kellen McBreen. In fact, pull that Kellen McBreen article up. It was like every Democratic candidate is for massive gun confiscation was the headline. We'll try to find that. I'll come back and show that article, show some clips, and then go to the fellow that's going to host this hour, or most this hour. That's Dr. Nick Baggage. Thank you, Bill. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsessed because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things.
America is the apple in the globalist eye. For all our problems, we've done amazing things. And if they can take control of us, they believe they have global domination. Today, the United States, tomorrow, the world, is their view. And so, Kellen McBreen a few days ago wrote an article we'll put on screen for TV viewers dealing with the fact that every major Democrat candidate, there's 20-plus of them, wants gun confiscation nationwide. Proof, every single Dem candidate is a danger to the Second Amendment. Now, let's go to a video compilation that's from that article. This is just some of the videos that are in the article where they're admitting all of this just to illustrate how serious this is. These individuals have bodyguards. These individuals own guns, but they don't want you to have them. So we become like Mexico or Democrat cities that have confiscated the guns or don't allow a Second Amendment like Chicago or D.C. Here's the report, and then Dr. Nick Baggage takes over.
You know, we have to get these weapons of war off the street with a ban on these kind of weapons. They're meant for war.
I think most Americans agree that these weapons of war should not be on our streets.
But, would you prosecute people? Do you support the government buying them back? And if not, potentially people could go to jail if they don't want to sell them back. Yes or no?
Again, we should have a law that bans these weapons, and we should have a reasonable period in which people can turn in these weapons. Right now, we have a nation that allows, in streets and communities like mine, these weapons that should not exist.
What's the punishment for people who don't hand in their guns? Do they go to jail?
Well, Jake, they would, but I also offer an alternative, which would be to keep them at a hunting club or a shooting range. I want to do what Australia did and New Zealand just recently did. I think this issue just needs some bold leadership.
By the way, hit pause. Back this up 10 seconds, please. That's all guns at a shooting range. That's the end of the Second Amendment. I mean, they're doing it. They're coming for your guns. The New York Times is the headline. Repeal the Second Amendment. It's here.
What Australia did and New Zealand just recently did, I think this issue just needs some bold leadership to do it.
Isn't it fair to say you actually do want to take away people's guns?
You know, keep your pistols, keep your long rifles, keep your shotguns. I want the most dangerous weapons, these weapons of war, out of the hands of the most dangerous people.
Back it up again. He wants to set that precedent to take your guns. Even though shotguns and handguns are used in most crimes, he wants you to just acquiesce that something's going to be turned in, that it's everything. Continue.
Isn't it fair to say you actually do want to take away people's guns?
You know, keep your pistols, keep your long rifles, keep your shotguns. I want the most dangerous weapons, these weapons of war, out of the hands of the most dangerous people.
Said back in 1988, I did not believe that in America we should be selling or distributing assault weapons designed to kill human beings. I think they should be banned.
We need to take on the NRA, expand background checks, end the gun show loophole, and ban the sale and distribution of assault weapons.
We have a ban on military-style assault weapons. We adopted universal background check. I'm taking the no NRA pledge.
I think that the NRA owns Congress.
That weapons of war do not belong on our streets.
They're going to say that if you give them bump stock, it's going to be the slippery slope. I certainly hope so.
How do you justify the Democratic view on gun control when the shooter was stopped by a man who was legally licensed to carry a gun?
Well, first of all, the kind of gun being carried, you shouldn't be carrying. Assault weapons are... I wrote the last serious gun control law that was written. It was law for 10 years, and it outlawed assault weapons, and it outlawed weapons with magazines that had a whole lot of bullets, and so you can kill a whole lot of people a lot more quickly.
And we will also insist and ensure that weapons that were designed and sold to the United States military for the express purpose of killing people as efficiently, as effectively, and as great a number as possible are kept on the battlefields and are no longer sold into our communities, because they will end up in our synagogues, in our churches, in our mosques, in our public places. They will take the lives of those in our lives.
There are some weapons of war that you simply cannot justify what they would be doing on the streets in peacetime in America.
Upon being elected, I will give the United States Congress 100 days to get their act together and have the courage to pass reasonable gun safety laws. And if they fail to do it, then I will take executive action. And specifically what I will do is put in place a requirement that for anyone who sells more than 5 guns a year, they are required to do background checks when they sell those guns.
We outlaw all sorts of military-grade weapons that are deemed too unsafe to have here in America. Things like grenades and anti-tank rockets and landmines. Well, these kinds of weapons designed just to kill people should be outlawed as well.
And the truth is, I have a very proud rating by the NRA now, but the truth of this is that the NRA is corrupted.
If you are receiving this transmission,
and welcome back. And welcome back to InfoWars. You know, we were just listening to this brief clip on the Democrats' sort of take on managing guns and gun control. You know, I want to talk about this just a bit. You know, they want to paint it, and they're using the phrase weapons of war, right, as if to distinguish between any other kind of weapon. And I want to kind of roll back a couple centuries, actually, on this issue. The Revolutionary War, right, over 250 years ago, right? And here was the deal. You know, we didn't have a navy, and we didn't have a military, because we were a bunch of independent colonies trying to organize ourselves. And the fact is, individuals owned what we call weapons of war. In fact, merchant ships were equipped with cannons and mortars, you know, big mortars and big cannons, the biggest of the day that you could put on a ship. And then big estates and farms and communities, they all had cannons and mortars, and most of them were in private hands, actually. Cannons and mortars, you know, we don't let that happen. You know, I guess we already got gun control, right? We don't let people have cannons and mortars. But think of some of the merchant ships that have been stuck by pirates around the world. Wouldn't it be nice if they were equipped with a few cannons these days to take care of that problem? But the point is, we don't allow that anymore. And now they want to confiscate what they call assault weapons, weapons of war. Well, if it wasn't for the weapons of war in the Revolutionary period, we wouldn't have the country we have to fight about this today. So, maybe a little closer scrutiny about people that have them. I mean, in our legislature right now, there's a bill pending. I'm concerned about it, but it's for anyone who is involuntarily incarcerated in a mental hospital might be restricted from buying a firearm But they too would have an appeal process to go back through, and you know, if it's been 50 years or whatever, you know, and reappeal. But, you know, from my perspective, that's again a slippery slope, because then they'll say, well, if you have a mental illness, well, then what's that? Who's going to decide that? If you ever saw a counselor in your life, a marriage counselor, or a counselor with your kids, is that going to restrict you at some point? Perhaps so. You know, again, slippery slopes take us down the wrong direction, which is what people are concerned about in using this heinous events, you know, of where people have gotten totally crazy, you know, with assault rifles. But more than that, I mean, most of the violence, gun violence, is not assault rifles. It's shotguns, pistols, you know, the guns that they're saying they're not going to restrict. But this is a slippery slope. You know, in Germany, they're already restricted to gun clubs, but try and get a membership to a gun club. You go through extensive training for weeks or months or whatever, and then you can go to the gun club and check out your gun. You know, like, pretty ridiculous. In my part of the world, in Alaska, gun ownership is kind of fundamental. Most people have one or two or three or four in their homes, and usually a couple hundred rounds for each one, because that's kind of standard fare in my part of the world, in Alaska. We're coming into the break in a few seconds. I'm going to come back. We're going to get into the First Amendment rights, some of the implications in the technocracy of the 21st century. You're listening to InfoWars. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and we'll be right back after these brief messages.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scout's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scout's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scout's Triple Action today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back to InfoWars.com in this fourth hour. This Mother's Day is coming up this weekend. Mother's Day, I want to shout out for all the moms out there. My own and my fiance Ann, who is recovering after a surgery this week. And all the mothers out there who brought us all into the world so we can do the work that we do. And just want to make sure we show our appreciation. Make sure you do that this weekend, if you haven't done so already. You know, thinking about, you know, all of the fundamental issues that are at stake right now, you know, and when I started reporting on a lot of these issues, technology issues, the technocracy, as it's now referred to in terms of what government has become, the blending. And if you look at the Democratic Party, what does it consist of now? And you know, multi-generational history. My brother Tom did his master's thesis on that in one of his things he was doing in college. And it was the idea that over generations from one to the next is where you really get a historical context that otherwise is lost by whoever sort of trains up the next generation. If you can do this successively two, three, four generations, as has happened now, you can really reshape and reframe what becomes history, what is the future. When you think about the internet and modern media, the technocracy's tools, these have the greatest impact of all in changing the very character and nature of not just public debate, the town square, if you will, but let's think about it in the context of our founding fathers even, and what's kind of happened and what's driven it. And a lot of it is in fact the military-industrial complex, which later merged with the academics and then the globalists to create something much, much different, but predicated on the same warnings that Thomas Paine, one of our founding fathers in terms of debate, you know, when he wrote Common Sense and the Rights of Man, and I've been reviewing that those writings lately. And one of the things he warned about was military, standing militaries being formed up after and in advance of war, you know, that's when they collected tax. We didn't have standing income taxes, and we didn't have standing armies. So they would, you know, governments would have these conflicts. They would create taxation, and then stand, and then an army to go deal with the problems. And after the army was done doing its thing, they never reduced the taxes. They just added to them periodically with a new war. And if you look at sort of the evolution of our country, not inside of a monarchy, but in sort of a technocracy that we've created today, you have the same equation. Think about the largest portion of the deficits are driven by defense spending, most of which is for foreign governments and foreign institutions that have nothing absolutely to do with you and I on a day-to-day basis. But our deficits are paying for that. Our billions and billions and trillions of dollars now, trillions in deficits are paying for all of that. At the same time, we deindustrialize the West and then suppress the ability to have this discussion. And that's really what's going on. It's an attack on the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, the foundations of the Republic, when you get right down to it, on the same arguments, the same debate, the same fundamental human qualities that were being debated 250, 275 years ago, when the founding fathers were emerging in their thought processes in terms of what a democracy within a republic might look like and how that might evolve. And we've been in that experiment now over 250 years. And there's been changes, you know. We've had constitutional amendments that came after those first 10 Bill of Rights. But when you think about this, again, within the technocracy that exists today, ground has to be recaptured. This president is the only one. The Democrats are making it institutionally acceptable to attack gun rights and speech rights and press rights and the right of assembly, even when you consider the internet is the town square. It's where we assemble in the 21st century to have a dialogue. And anything that restricts that dialogue is an affront to a constitutional form of government such as ours that has embedded in it freedom of the press, which isn't just about the press getting to restrict and control. It's not a business amendment. It's not a business transaction. The press is a principle, an idea, an ideal that's embedded in who we are, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, a Libertarian, an Independent, a Green, whatever you are, politically, the right to have discourse within the public square is fundamental to being whatever you are and whoever you are within this Democratic Republic. That's what's under attack right now. When you think of personal privacy, as we used to think about the doorway of our home that was protected from intrusion, right? That no one could kick in your door and occupy your residence and confiscate your goods without due process and the understanding of law. But your digital doorway, that is more fundamental to your freedom and your liberty and your privacy today than anything ever imagined and would have been protected had it been imagined 250 years ago, absolutely protected. And it's not. We've allowed businesses to exploit it for commercial purposes in partnership with government who exploits it for other purposes. And then they use the vehicles of government under the Obama administration to further their political ends. No, the vehicle of government is not to further anyone's individual or collective political ends in that sense without it being fully transparent and exposed to public debate, public discourse, open channels of communication, and absolute free speech. Absolute free speech. No restriction, except you have the individual right to change the channel. That's it. In terms of weapons of war, nonsense. Kick that back into their league and get a bumper sticker, a t-shirt together without cannons in the Merchant Marines, right? I mean, if we hadn't had independently owned cannons and mortars, no Revolutionary War would have been won. And we wouldn't have been able to deal with the attacks of our shipping on the open seas. In fact, it was Payne who proposed issuing special grants to privateers, private ship owners, where for every pound of cannonballs and gunpowder and cannons that they had loose freight, that we compensated them for the loss of freight, but we equipped them with some cannons. You know, that would have been a pretty good expenditure of public money, you know, merchant ships that we didn't have to pay for, fully equipped with cannons. Pretty good idea, you know. Got a lot of ships in the sea in a hurry that were already there. We just said, hey, guys, add some more cannon. You know, and today we're worrying about assault rifles for a few lunatics. And, you know, when you think about gun deaths in the United States, in my community in Alaska, it's not gun deaths. People get run over. My cars, you know, I think they're outfeeding gun deaths this year in Anchorage. But gun deaths, yeah, they're legitimate, big deal. You know, 15, 20,000 a year, that's a big number. Medical malpractice, about 250,000 people die of that a year. No one's confiscating scalpels and pills from doctors right now. But they're over 10 times, 12 times, 15 times gunshot deaths, and there's nothing going on there, except your medical bills are going up. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We're talking about the Bill of Rights and our rights, and we'll be right back on InfoWars.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back. This is Dr. Nick Begich on this Friday at 4th hour. You know, and actually, I'm going to be here on every Friday. We're going to try and make this a regular Friday 4th hour event. Unless I'm traveling or something. Otherwise, you can plan on hearing me every 4th hour on Fridays. speech, you know, freedom of speech, you know, under attack when we think about what's happened to this network and now others, that's quickly devolving. But I want to go back in time again, because the multi-generational history is a big deal. And, you know, I'm 60 now, and you know, when I think back to the conversation I had with my grandfather, who was born in 1890, all right, so that goes back a ways. You know, you get a perspective of the evolution of technology when you get to have a conversation with a guy like that. Now, he's, of course, long since passed. But thinking, you know, multi-generational memory and how we look at our politics, we have now over 250 years of history from the founding fathers to where we are today. And 2.5 centuries plus, you lose a lot in the translation over time. And that's some of what I think this program has been about, is trying to recapture some of that in the onslaught of a globalist assault that happens, as the late Chuck Carter used to say, for those that remember him as a radio host, one slice at a time until the bologna is all gone, right? I mean, it's like the slow boil of the frog. And so the multi-generational perspective is important. And young people now, invigorated with that knowledge, can be a real force for change. And so, you know, part of the, you know, is the analysis of the current events against the backdrop of history and the remembrance of the basic values that drive the country, I think, again, is foundational. And, yeah, they were a bunch of old white-haired white dudes back then. And we've evolved as a country in terms of our understanding of humanity and freedom and liberty. And we've continued that evolution. And, yeah, things do change, and history does change things. And so we need to make sure we've retained the fundamentals of those basic rights on the backdrop of the scaffolding of modern culture, on the things that create the modern culture, because the foundation still remains the same. But we've continued to build on that foundation, and we cannot lose sight of the foundation that holds the whole thing together, and that's what's been lost. This generation particularly, although they say the generation coming behind this current one is one of the most conservative ever. And I think so, because it's the backlash to the craziness that people are seeing today and how that's really rubbed against the base of humanity. Freedom of speech, freedom of the press, privacy is a fundamental, were experiments 250 years ago, and they proved to be quite useful. What has happened is a drift away from the experiment that was working, in fact, past the experiment to success. And now it's evolving again. And let me remind people how it was handled in a monarchy. That's what I want to go back to, because that's what was being resisted back then. And it was the idea that everybody was on the land, but the land was owned by the monarchy, and they took your productive production, a certain percentage of production from the land. And if you didn't produce enough, they just throw you off in the street, you know, literally, and you die. And that's what happened. You died. You know, during the Irish potato famine, you died frozen to death, and the landlords continued to confiscate. A lot of people left during that famine, and that's one of the ways America was actually populated. My family came a little bit later in the 1880s. My great-grandfather on my mother's side came here, and on my my great-grandmother also on my mother's side came here from Europe, and then on my father's side from Croatia in 1906. You know, I had the opportunity to go back and visit my grandfather's place of birth with my oldest son, who's now 41. And that gives you some perspective, because there's nothing changed hardly at all there in, you know, 120 years. And the same place my grandfather left is still there. I mean, it's my relatives are still living there. My grandfather never made it back. And I think about when he came through Ellis Island, and I've got the entry images and all that, and his, he came through in 1906, but he didn't become a citizen until the 1920s, I believe, before that was finalized. And, you know, when you think about that whole migration period and what's happened, that was before income tax. They were leaving, you know, a rough way of being in the West, so-called West. Liberty wasn't there. Freedom wasn't there even in 1906. But going back to the founding fathers, the monarchy maintain control of the land, And the church at the time essentially kept you stupid because they thought you needed some intermediary between you and God, which I got a news flash, you don't. It's okay if that's what you want to do, but you don't need an intermediary. And so when you look at what was happening, when income tax came in, it was another way to tax the labor of human beings, something that was unconstitutional, ruled by the U.S. Supreme Court in the 1890s, that income tax, taxing a human labor was involuntary servitude, not allowed in the United States. And what we saw evolve was something that only affected not even the middle class or the lower class. The massive of the country were not affected. Only the rich at the time, and the very rich at the time, paid an income tax. And that, of course, we saw the erosion of that over time to where now corporations pay the least amount and individuals pay the most amount, taxing up to a third of your labor or more as an individual at the national level. And then at the state level, another bite, and then excise taxes and all the roll-up on that, another bite, until they're probably grabbing about 80% of your productive labor. So are you free, or have we evolved into a new form of serf? In fact, most of our land has property tax at the local and state level in most communities in the country. So you don't even own your land. You have a partnership. You have a partnership with the state, and you have a partnership with the bank, because most people don't own anything anymore. You used to be able to own a homestead. You could go out, put stakes in the ground, grab the four corners, survey it, mark it off, and, you know, create a farm there and clear it. And at the end of the day, you'd own it. So you actually did own your property. Mortgage, there's no such thing as mortgage. That's a modern thing, you know, in terms of how those evolved, in terms of average people having them. A credit as such has evolved. That's a banker's trick. Happened way after income taxes. Easy credit, installment credit, none of that. That evolved in this last century, you know, like less than 100 years ago even. But these are systems to recreate the slave state, right? I mean, really, if you think about it. And then to limit your privacy by attacking you digitally, which is what's happened. The kick in your digital doorway has happened, and that's where now, because digital information is the domain of commerce, nobody wants to interfere. It's not the domain of commerce anymore. It's the domain of privacy. It belongs to us individually. It should not be used or exploited in any way, collected for sales, political, or any other reason. It ought to be deleted. Boop, delete, not related to you at all in any way, shape, or form, or any legal to do so on every level. You know, we need to rethink this digital world that we've created, because in fact it is the foundation of freedom today and speech today, and the very essence of who we are as liberal, liberated in the old sense, liberated people. That's what it used to mean. Liberated, free of restriction and undue regulation and undue intrusion by government into our lives. It used to fit two volumes. You could carry the entire law library under your arm, and now it fills up three or four floors of a big building, and nobody knows what the law says or what the regulations mean. It's just a big hijacking of the republic, one slice at a time, until the baloney's all gone. And now we need to call it like it is. We need to demand that this president do what he did, what he said, and what he has started doing like no other has ever done. Disrupt it. Shake the core of the status quo that has failed us, that has failed the nation and failed our values. No matter what political party or persuasion we come from, we are being robbed of our democracy and robbed of this republic. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and
pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back in the last segment of this fourth hour on May 10th, 2019. And we've been talking about really the fundamental rights in the context of the technocracy, something that I started reporting on now 25 years ago as I saw it kind of evolving and what it was going to do. And when I go back even to my late teens, I was talking to a lot of people about what I saw then. This would have been the 1970s. And what I was seeing then was this whole concept that transportation, information, and communication systems at that time were going to be the big revolutionary trendsetters in terms of technology. And if you think about it, after that is where we got Federal Express, UPS, the whole idea of the spoke and hub idea of shipping and express shipping got evolved literally, Alaska has shipping hubs for FedEx and UPS for their international shipping. If you look on the globe, which makes sense, you'll see why, because of where we sit relative to Europe, Asia, and the North and South America. Easy to transit this hub for the entire Northern Hemisphere, for sure. So when you think about kind of technology, and then you look at communications, obviously now we can make calls anywhere in the U.S. for virtually nothing. You know, it's all hooked into our cell phones. Internationally, we can use Skype or WhatsApp or any number of things that'll get us around the world. Basically nothing, you know, free communication on a level that's never been unbelievable. I mean, my grandfather, again, talking multi-generational memory, was here when radio was invented, okay? I mean, he was a kid when radio was invented. Phones weren't in standard use. They were kind of a unique thing when he was born in 1890. But you think of the whole evolution of transportation, communication, information systems, stuff I was talking about, and you look at the next 50 years from the 70s to where we are and where we're headed, unbelievable difference. So when you think about technology, technology doubles from where we are today, from the invention of the wheel to where we are today, that span of human inventiveness will double in 6 to 9 months. And does that every 6 to 9 months. Because now you have all these technologies feeding on one another, and everything is accelerated. And when you dump quantum computing on this, which is coming, and AI, which is coming, which is, again, going to reshape the whole discussion of what liberty, freedom, and within a democratic republic is going to look like. This generation right now, those that remember the values and those that know the technology, the young and the old, which is why now more than ever, the recognition of multi-generational knowledge needs to be expressed and shared between grandparents and grandchildren. You know, we need to get the gap filled. A lot of grandparents are retired, share strong values, have an opportunity to reach out. Communicate with your grandchildren through the vehicles that exist today. Use these tools, Skype, Internet, whatever you can if you can't be with them in present. Be with them. Share the values. Pass them on. Because this is the way the next generation will be shaped. It's either going to be on the backdrop of that. Think about what's happened within the household, within the family, again, an erosion within a republic. When you have no one training kids, the state is, or daycare center is, it's giving them their agenda, not your agenda. Grandparents who have time can engage their grandchildren ways the parents can't. Take them for the summer on a trip for a month. Go do something with your grandkids. We have a chance to get close to them. And influence them with your stories, your narrative, your thinking, your experiences, and pass them on in a context of values. Kids love it, man, and we don't do it enough. And it's something the kids are crying for, that kind of outreach. Turn the electronics off, and they'll fight like crazy as they go through the electronic withdrawals, because it is. Because what's happening with the electronics, they get a releases of biochemicals within the brain that excite them, that stimulate them. The same centers of the brain that are attached to orgasm, drug addiction, alcoholism, you know, these things that create the reoccurring habits that are irresistible is what's being imposed on children today. So extracting them. And then you do the programming. Take over as chief programmer. That's what I joke about it with my youngest, who's 12. I'm her chief programmer because what I say matters to her. What you say to your children matters to them, the values you convey. And these fundamental values should be delivered in a way where they get the depth of the understanding and the heart of it. The heart of what it means to be an American is only going to be conveyed by you. Because the institutions of education from K through 12 are not doing it anymore. They're doing the opposite. They're giving a squishy, socialistic collectivism for the new 21st century slave. This is not what we are about. When you think about basic freedoms, even the Bill of Rights isn't even taught in school. You know, I mean, it's like the last course in a high school program is government class for a semester. What do you learn by then? Nothing. In a semester, you should be knowing about government from K through 12 every year, something that teaches you not just about a bunch of historical footnotes, but how do you engage your government? How do you participate in government? What does it mean to have free speech? What does it mean to have freedom of the press? What are the Bill of Rights, and should we be able to articulate them as children? And the answer is yes, we should. Foundationally, from elementary school, middle school, high school, not on the last semester of high school to fill out some check the box. No, it's foundational to who we are. That box should have been checked long before your last year of high school. And you ought to be participating by then if you're 18 years old in your precinct caucuses and your district caucuses if you're in a political party. And so you can take over your political party. You're listening to this broadcast. You know, that's how simple as it is. If you show up to your precinct caucuses, nobody does, Democrats or Republicans, or Libertarians for that matter, show up, find out where they're at, and then show up for the district caucuses after. And if you show up in mass, you take over. In mass, like on the district level, might be 10 people, you know. And I've seen even less that can take over a district precinct caucus. Find out when their elections are and then crash the party and organize it. You can do these things. You know, the moral majority did that back in the 80s, you know, and they organized at the precinct level and the district level, and they took over the Republican Party and held it for quite a while. I don't believe in religious control of political parties even more as any more than I believe in a monarchy controlling them. But the idea that individuals can control them with similar political values, I think, is the whole point of it, isn't it? And if they don't represent your values, then either get out of those parties or take over. You know? I mean, it's one of the two. Don't stay and talk about how crummy they are. Either take over or get out. And Trump took over. He beat everybody and changed the Republican Party into the party of what it is today, which is, you know, way different than what the globalists had in mind when they took control of it and what they have in mind owning the Democrats still. And they're doing everything they can to strip you of your freedom and your speech, most importantly. 2 years out front of the next election, Donald Trump, get on board, man. Reclaim the public space. We want to have our discussion. Whether you're running or not, at least defend our right to have that discussion now and in the future by coming down on these big tech companies, breaking up the monopoly power that they control, and changing the course of history. You know, this hour I haven't plugged, and I need to plug a little bit for the network. And I want to encourage people to go to the InfoStore. InfoStores.com supports this network. I volunteer my time when I come on. So I'm not on the payroll here or anything like that because I believe in what we're doing. I believe in the education that we're providing. And it's important. Three or four times a year, I come down for a week and do some more intense stuff with the guys here because I believe in the network and what we're accomplishing. But we need your support. InfoWarsStore.com. We always have specials going, but the products are the best. InfoWarsStore.com. My books and videos are there. Supplements are all there. Go there and support the network. That takes care of the guys that allow this production to happen. And there's a great proof behind those of us that have a face on the screen or a voice on the airwaves that make this all work. And we appreciate when you support the InfoWars and the war we're in, because it really is about information. You know, when we've been going through the show today talking about the basic fundamental rights that are being stripped away by the technocracy, by those that would attack our freedoms, strip us of our liberties, and take away our guns so we can never get them back. Now is the time. This is the call. You're the tip of the spear. And this is Dr. Nick Begich in this fourth hour on a Friday afternoon in my part of the world. And we'll be back next Friday. Thank you for being here. Have a great weekend. Remember your mother. It's Mother's Day. Remember your mother.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. treatments. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.